Good. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm okay. It's really nice outside today. Here at UBC Vancouver.
Quite sunny.
Yes. Sorry. What I mean to say is that you're now listening to Cue It Up on CITR 101.9 FM, and we are broadcasting live from the nest of the UBC. Okay, I screwed that up. From the UBC nest within, in the bowels, the atrium, the station, CITR, and we are located on unceded Coast Salish Musqueam land. Behind me is Peter, our digital library coordinator.
Hi.
No one can hear that. Can you just...
Hi. I'm Peter.
How are you doing today, Pete?
I'm the digital library coordinator at the station here.
What do you think about music?
I try not to think about it.
Some great responses. Keaton, what kind of music do you enjoy?
Well, I sort of like everything. Classical, jazz, rap, rock.
Well, what about this year? Has anything new been interesting to you?
Anderson Paak? Lately.
Yeah, I've been... Nardwuar just did an interview with him,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he did.
Nardwuar.
South by Southwest.
CITR's... have you ever thought about going to South by Southwest, maybe, in the future?
I have. I have no money to buy tickets, though, so...
Well, you know... The life of a roadie is rough but fair.
Who is this if you Paak?
Salient question, Peter. Maybe you could repeat it into the microphone.
Who is this Anderson Paak?
Oh my God, you don't know who Anderson Paak is?
No.
Let's talk about Anderson Paak for a bit. Maybe you can tell us why he's interesting, why he's a cool MC right now, and then we will proceed to not play him because I already have, unfortunately, a playlist. But maybe we will have room for him later in the show.
I don't know a whole lot about him, but he was featured on Dr. Dre's Compton album, which came out this summer.
Mm-hmm. The soundtrack album?
Yes.
Dr. Dre's final, presumably?
Yes.
Really? It's
featured on, I believe, 6 songs, and that sort of brought him to the mainstream.
Very, very cool. All right. So, the impetus for today's show, and again, you're listening to Cue It Up, it's a show of music, and sometimes... Nonfiction, dramatic programming.
All the time.
Pete, you can't just say things behind me and be like you're infiltrating my psychic space.
Oh yeah.
You're shuffling back there. If you're going to communicate, please communicate into one of the microphones. I'm going to swivel this one around, and this way you can continue to work.
Good.
While talking.
Mm.
So today's show, for the past few months, as much as I hate to talk about myself. And do, anyway, have been in the middle of a complicated moving situation. So I haven't had much time to think about music. And when I go on air for Cue It Up, it's usually been under an array of bizarre topics and themes and just levity things that are fun and interesting. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, allow me to achieve some level of catharsis or to reflect on topics which come to mind. As is my privilege, being a programmer here at the station. Pete?
Yes. Yeah, that sounds like you.
So anyhow, in the midst of this move, I've realized that, you know, I haven't had a lot of chances to play music that for the past few months has been interesting to me. In many cases, not even the chance to listen to it. And I thought today would be a kind of good day to air some of that stuff out. So the next few tracks, we're going to be hearing some new electronic experimental from the poppier, noisier side of things to something more collage-based, and then some even decaying tape tracks from Okol. I like to say legend. I think he's an absolutely phenomenal artist who does not receive enough credit within Vancouver, although he is gathering some kind of acclaim outside of it. But that is Ian William Craig, and we're going to hear a track from his new-ish tape. Bringing up the name of that right now.
Now, when you say decaying tapes,
so what, Ian?
Does this mean
so
are you in possession of tapes that are decaying? Or
yes, but not of the one in particular.
Oh,
Well, what I mean to say is that. Well, okay. What do you interpret by my statement?
Oh, well, I would think that you probably have, you are playing the music off of a cassette.
Uh-huh.
I think.
A cassette. What's a cassette?
A tape cassette.
Uh-huh.
It's magnetic sound-bearing tape that runs between
You work with tape, don't you?
I do. It runs between two spools in a micro cassette cartridge. And that is, and that's, am I still being heard on the radio? Should I continue speaking?
So we're going to hear some Ian William Craig, operatically trained, records over analog exclusively, typically in a
analog
tape
context.
Cassette? Yes, absolutely. And creates in the process.
Wait, we didn't get to
overlapping
the
overlapping. And what was the deeper? What? No, please.
Oh no, we didn't get to the decay yet. We talked about tapes.
Oh well, the inherent quality of analog reels are that over time they decay.
Inherent vice.
What? What do you mean inherent vice?
That's what it's called.
Okay, so we're gonna play. This is awful because now I have to play some tape music and I don't have any tape music queued up at all.
Oh no.
Okay, so we're just going to start with Ian William Craig.
Well, they know it's coming.
You've destroyed my my playlist, Pete. You've ruined my creative process.
At least you got to learn about Inherent
The album
Vice.
Is No, we didn't learn anything about Inherent Vice.
Oh, do you want to know about it?
Yeah, please. Vice? Please talk. Continue talking.
Well, I didn't prepare this, but
no, just keep going.
Inherent Vice refers to the chemical composition of the substance where there's no external actor that's causing it to decay. It's because of its own chemical composition it's decaying. That's all.
Do you have any more?
No, that's it.
Okay, so this is Ian William Craig's Out of the Book from Zugzwang for Fostex.
Zugzwang? For Fostex.
Do you have anything to say about that?
Zugzwang?
Yeah, please.
What does that mean?
I believe it's a type of tape recorder.
Oh, that's interesting. Zugzwang for Fostex. Inherent Vice, one more time.
Please, Inherent Vice, one more time.
Vice, comma, inherent, refers to chemical decomposition that is spurred by the chemical composition of an item and not by an external. There's no way I said that. Oh, chemical decomposition. Yeah. You have to watch those D's. What is going on the screen? Oh, yeah, I am.
think you're an amazing girl. O-G-F-O-T-Y-A-O. Hey, I think you're amazing. I think you're an amazing girl. O-G-F-O-T-Y-A-O. Hey, A-O. Hey, A-O. Hey, A-O. Hey, A-O. Hey, A-O. Hey, A-O. Hey, A-O.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca. Are you interested in Indigenous issues? Do you get ticked off with ongoing colonization? Do you have something to say? Or do you want to learn more? We have just the thing. Join UBC's first ever Indigenous radio collective at CITR Radio, Unceded Musqueam Territories. Our show, Unceded Airwaves, airs every Monday from 11 to 12, and we meet from 12 to 1 to plan our upcoming shows. We're interested in content covering various things from film to literature, current day politics, history, whatever you want to talk about, we're into it. Everyone welcome, Indigenous and non-Indigenous.
Hi, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from UBC Vancouver on unceded Coast Salish Musqueam land. And right now we are hearing Ian William Craig's Banking on the Activity of the Pieces from Zug Swang for Fostex. We just heard another Ian William Craig piece out of the book, the album Zug Swang for Fostex, recorded, performed, and mixed by Ian William Craig entirely on a customized Fostex X15 as it slowly died. Label Patient Sounds. After that, we heard Matt Mose's Ultimate Care to Baltimore artist Matt Mose, excerpting a great deal of sampling into this new record, primarily from The Sounds of a Washing Machine, Ultimate Care to song excerpt 9. Then we heard Girlfriend of the Year's Amazing, Girlfriend of the Year on the PC Music label out of the UK. Very interesting, sort of warped pop happening there, accompanied by a video, actually. So if you look up Girlfriend of the Year movie, you'll be able to find it. Movie VIP of the Year : the movie on Fact TV. And then after that, we heard Princess Century's Robber, and Princess Century, Maya Postepsky out of Toronto, I want to say, of Ostra, of course, previously one half the band Trust, now Princess Century. Song Robber, and that's on Paperbag Records. And this is Cue It Up, and today's show is more or less just a series of songs curated vaguely that I've been into recently, because I haven't had the chance to do that very often recently. And I'm joined by a series of guests today here at the station on this lovely, wonderful spring day. Let's have us all introduce ourselves. And yeah, and you know, even if you've been here from the top, I think it's good to get a chorus of voices going. Maybe you can say how you're feeling on this day and let that out into the world.
All right, my name is Keaton. I'm feeling pretty good. Beautiful day out there. Good day here at CITR.
Keaton, that was like a haiku, man. You just like let it come out. It was like the flow of a river crashing against the brook.
I'm Jacob. I'm feeling pretty lit today with the weather.
Dope.
It's making me feel hyped up inside.
You can go down to the beach right now, man. There's still hours of sun.
Look at the green grass.
It's so nice.
Hi, my name is Megan, and yeah, it's really cool because last week it's rainy and this week it's sunny all day.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting because people have their perception of Vancouver as a super rainy place, and sometimes sometimes that's the truth, but it does have its moments, usually preceding an awful drought, which destroys half of our forests and creates large problems for agriculture across the West Coast. I'm joined by one more guest. Who's this behind me?
That's Peter Doolin.
How's it going, Peter?
Oh, it's going well. Tell me
about Inherent Vice.
Well, Inherent Vice refers to the physical degradation of... I looked this up so I could define it better for you.
We've got three more... No,
Oh, okay. Yeah.
We've got three more tracks coming up at you. One from Troglo, a local producer, new album, Japan Digs Shawa. After that, we've got producer Vic from California with the song Wonder. And this is on the album Disposables. Not from external factors?
No, it's a term. Okay.
And after that, we've got Baby Father featuring DJ Escrow, a new album, song Shook / Motivation, two separate songs mixed together. Is that it?
Yeah, that's all.
Okay, so we're gonna listen to Troglo now, and if you're tuned in later, you're gonna be hearing some Koban, some Kraken, and some Private Investigators. It's gonna get quite noisy later on, and we might even have room for more. We might even have room for more because surprisingly, we have been moving at a pretty fast pace on today's episode.
That's
so here's Troglo song Machi, and here we go.
It's another cassette.
I'm not afraid to This makes me proud to be British. This makes me proud to be British. This makes me proud to be British. This makes me proud to be British.
Yeah, free all of my niggas locked down. Fuck Trident. Yeah. Fuck MI5. Fuck MI6. Yeah. Obviously, you can hear this, but fuck you, innit? Yeah, man. Shout out to all of my tugs. All of my niggas locked in. Shout out to my tugs. Yeah.
Shorty fell in love with a hustler. Shorty fell in love with a G. Honey wanna hang with the brothers, and she always down for the tease. All the honeys on my watch, with all the niggas on my clock. You shocked? Every time we come around, the girls wanna hang around. A lyric, cause every nigga needs a gimmick. Gimmick, gimmick, gimmick. Raise your lighters up in the sky. If you wanna ask me why, why? Everybody's here when I get it, but ain't nobody here when I hit it. Forget it. Thank you.
Matthew. When I first got back from a military tour in Afghanistan, any time I heard a siren or even a car alarm, I'd lose it completely. I would turn into a wild man, screaming, waving my arms. People would yell at me, "Shut up, you crazy. Get a job, would ya?" Well, I didn't go out and get a job. I got help instead. Now, I'm in a clean and safe apartment. I have friends and helpers who understand me. I landed a decent job. But I gotta admit, I still don't like car alarms or sirens. I used to think mental illness was a death sentence. I got life instead.
This message was produced by Columbian Center Society and Radio Malaspina in British Columbia.
CITR 101.9 FM. It's what the whales are talking about.
Crimes and Treasons Radio, this is Riff Raff. Every Tuesday from 9 to 11 p.m. on 101.9 FM.
Yes, yes, you and I rock with the best, 101.9 CITR Radio. Crimes and Treasons, this is your boy Just Blaze. Right now you're rocking with Jules Andre Brown, Rolly Bells, Jamal Steels, and Horsepower. You know what it is, right?
Yo, it's Iron Sue, man. I want to shout out Crimes and Treasons Radio, man. CITR 101.9, man. Turn up, turn up, turn up.
Want you all to get that nice little bit of microphone adjustment here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from UBC Vancouver on unceded Coast Salish Musqueam land. And we just heard a very nice suite of songs. I even added on a sweet finale for you, since I think we have the time today. 17 minutes left now, you're going to hear three more tracks before the show is over. And what we heard was, in descending chronological order, we just heard Applet W from Your Me, and that's a project, a collaboration between Yusu, local producer on the Gennaro label, and the Scott Johnson Gallery. The album Plant Cell Division will be coming out on 1080p very soon. For that, we heard Baby Father, the double, Shook, and Motivation. Shook and Motivation, Baby Father, project of Dean Blunt, acclaimed, idiosyncratic, mysterious performance artist, musician, Dean Blunt, out of the UK. Project now, Baby Father, just came out with a new album on Hyperdub that is coming out tomorrow. For that, we heard Vic, California producer, track Wonder from the album Disposables, just something he put out on Bandcamp, sort of a series of tracks that didn't end up going anywhere, but it's a pretty damn good listen. Got a wonderful lo-fi thing going on there with Vic. And then we have Troglo, song Machi, the album Japan Digs Shawa, and that is a local artist, Troglo. Gonna adjust my mic a bit here more. Get this whole experience. Vancouver, BC, that's right. Shawa, the period when Japan was ruled by the Emperor Hirohito. And that's the album here, Japan Digs Shawa, just came out yesterday, March 29th, and you can find it on Bandcamp if you are so interested. Troglo, out of Vancouver, British Columbia. All right. Guests, thank you for joining me today on Cue It Up. How are you feeling now that we've had the music come through us? Are you feeling enriched?
Very, very enriched.
Mm-hmm. Enriched with a lot of musical tastes.
Wow.
Very in-depth.
I feel like a turkey that has been basted with music.
That's interesting.
And now left to settle and stew in my own juices here at CITR.
Like a stuffed turkey.
Like a stuffed turkey.
Like you have the duck layer, which is like a classic genre. Like
turducken.
Like that.
No.
Turmunken.
I'm going to be honest. I can't get down with turducken. I don't think we should humiliate the animal after like killing it. I think we should just eat it. I feel like turducken is a step too far. It goes into humiliation. It's just obscene. It's like if someone ate me, like a, if a lion ate me, then whatever, that's just like nature, right? But if a lion stuffed me inside of like a larger human.
Or a larger me.
Yeah, exactly.
Ooh, that'd be like.
That would be, I think that'd be ridiculous. I would be very upset that my body was being devoured in that fashion.
I'd cry.
I don't think you'd cry. I think you'd be dead.
Oh yeah, these, I would be.
these are serious thoughts for us to leave on. We're gonna end off on a series of harsher tracks. We've got Koban, Instinct or Ego. Koban, local two-piece dark wave outfit, industrial post-punk band, and they have a new album coming out on Avant Records, and the album is called Perpetual Obsessions or Persons, what is it? Oh gosh. You know what? Let's just listen to the song. It's all right. Everything has a name. Like, why do we need to name all these things?
So true.
Thank you, Jacob. Thank you.
You're welcome.
For understanding what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
After that, we've got Cold from Kraken. Cold. Sort of a track that won't be on Kraken's upcoming album. Kraken, producer out of Manitoba. Very interesting cyberpunk vibe going on there from the Subliminal Seduction EP Sessions, but not on the Subliminal Seduction EP. None of that. We have Private Investigators out of Calgary, Disturbing the Void, and we've got the song Tritovan Deprivation, Disturbing the Void from Private Investigators, two-piece, again, very industrial sci-fi flavor of noise, music, ooh, ambience. Deep Sea Mining Syndicate out of Calgary as well. Has anyone been to Calgary here?
I have.
What do you think of it? Do you enjoy it?
It's quite bland.
I felt like I stood out.
I might be going to Lethbridge in May for a festival, and I've always felt like I would end up getting into a fight with a cowboy of some kind.
I always thought I'd get rampaged by a bull.
Yeah.
In Calgary?
Yeah.
Really?
Right? Don't they have the stampede bulls?
I mean... That's just for like a weekend or a week.
Oh no, it's not like
a continuous.
It's like not like the running of the bulls like in Spain or something. It's like they do have like bulls.
Bull riding. And
yeah.
Can I still get rampaged? Well, happy. Happy Wednesday.
I mean, I think that's a possibility everywhere you go. That has bulls.
Please.
All right. Well.
Happy Wednesday.
Keep yourself there. Yeah. If you're listening, keep yourself safe. You've been listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from Vancouver, UBC, on unceded Coast Salish territory. This is the Cue It Up show. We're going to listen to Koban, and then Kraken, and then Private Investigators. And afterwards, at 4 p.m., you will hear Asian Wave 101 with Steve Zhang, newest in contemporary Chinese and Korean pop. Steve is an excellent raconteur in terms of talking about why these songs matter, what's interesting about them, the artists' personal lives and their relevance within the cultural landscape. It's going to be quite good. We're going to listen to Koban's Instinct of Ego now. Yes. See you soon. Thank you.